Radio Prague News.
Police closed off two IKEA stores in Prague on Friday after a bomb was discovered at the furniture company's Zlitin outlet. The Prime Minister has come out against a defense ministry plan to partially reintroduce compulsory military service. And the world record holder Barbara Potákova has taken silver in the women's javelin at the World Championships. Police closed off Prague's IKEA stores in Zličín and Černý Most on Friday and additional stores in Brno and Ostrava over a bomb scare. A bomb was reportedly found by a security guard at the company's Zličín outlet, who removed it and carried it to a garbage container after reportedly cutting the wires. He then called the police. Bomb experts arrived at the scene to assess the threat level and secure the area. Customers were evacuated from the store, but only after it was confirmed the item was functional. The bomb was then dismantled and sent to a lab for investigation. Following the incident, Prague's other IKEA store, Černý Most, across the city was also closed, as were sites in Brno and Ostrava later on. All sites are being searched by specialists with sniffer dogs. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, as well as a number of other Czech politicians, have come out against a defense ministry plan to partially reintroduce compulsory military service, namely in professions the army is having trouble filling. According to public broadcaster Czech TV, the military does not have enough drivers, pilots, mechanics, or IT specialists. In a brief interview for Pravo, the Prime Minister indicated different solutions were needed, pointing to Great Britain's reserve troop system as an example. Other politicians interviewed by the paper, also against the plan, include the deputy chairman of the Lower House's Defense Committee, Jan Vigim, and Social Democrat Shadow Defense Minister Jan Hamáček. The Czech Republic abolished compulsory military service on December the 31st, 2004. Government MPs passed a package of austerity measures in the Lower House on Friday affecting welfare and social benefits. The bill will, for example, curb maternity grants and affect sick leave pay. It is the second time the bill has been passed, as earlier this year the Constitutional Court recognized as valid a complaint put forward by the Social Democrats, who disagreed with the original manner the measures were approved in late 2010. At the time, the government called a legislative emergency, a process by which Parliament adopts bills in a shortened procedure to push through the original package. The Constitutional Court ruled its application in this case was unacceptable. However, it gave the government until the end of this year to pass the bill again. Turning to sport, world record holder Barbara Potákova has come second in the women's javelin at the World Championships in South Korea. The Czech competitor threw a season-best 71.58 meters to earn silver, edged only by Russia's Maria Abukumova, who took gold with a throw of 71.99. It is reportedly the first time two women have thrown over 71 meters in the same competition. Potákova, who is coached by men's javelin legend Jan Železný, called this year's competition amazing. And the medal is the first for the Czech team so far. I'm Jan Velinger. That's the news.